your Thursday night hour for entertainment, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. I will be your host for the next hour, DJ Misty, and let's get to it. So as we all know, and as the world knows, Whitney Houston passed away this past weekend. And her funeral is up for big controversy since Bobby Brown has been not asked to attend. But before I left tonight, rumor has it that he has been asked by Whitney's family to attend the service. So it's going to be an invite-only affair, and some big celebrities that the late pop icon worked with will be there, including Kevin Costner, who will be speaking at the service on Saturday. Along with Kevin Costner, we have Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, and also Houston's record producer from the start of her career, Clive Davis. Bobby Brown has been in Houston with his daughter, Bobby Christina, since she was hospitalized on Sunday from stress and anxiety. So, rest in peace, Whitney. Also, the producers of Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, have agreed to pay Broadway musical's former director and co-book writer, Julie Taymor, hundreds of thousands of dollars in past royalties and royalties to the end of the show. Yes, the director will get at least $600,000 that she is owed, plus an additional $10,000 a week. She has been feuding with the people who put on the show, speaking of, you know, the guys from U2, since she was fired in March of 2011 after the show suffered from delays and accidents and extending its price tag to up to $75 million, which is supposed to be more than any Broadway show has ever cost. So she is now getting her back in pay, and good luck to you, Julie. Also, a Los Angeles radio team was suspended for 10 days for calling Whitney Houston a crack hoe. Yes, the DJs of the John and Ken show on KFI in Los Angeles apologized for their comments, saying that they were insensitive, and also they accept their suspension. The KFI management does not condone, support, or tolerate statements of this kind. And the two DJs say that they've made a mistake. So the mistake was saying it on the air the first time. Also, rap musical mogul Marion Suge Knight was charged with marijuana possession after he was pulled over in Las Vegas, of all places to be caught with dope. Poor guy. The police pulled him over for an alleged traffic violation, and of course, they searched his car and found an ounce of Mary Jane. So, Knight was ticketed for making an unsafe lane change and then released on his own cognizance after his beautiful mugshot was posted all over YouTube. Katy Perry, who sang I Kissed a Girl a lot of times to get where she is today, and Russell Brand had to tell a lot of racy jokes to fit into some tight pants to achieve his current level of success, are now the estranged couple of Hollywood. Let's see, they have been seen at different parties. He is now continuing to live over in London, and she is now going to be living in L.A. Katy Perry also did her performance on the Grammys this week, where she basically told Russell she was over him, and she was ready to move on and do bigger and better things. So she is now looking for a house in the Hollywood Hills, and she's currently selling her other home for $6.5 million. So let's see, Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, and I think that's about it. Childhood star who really didn't do anything, has been seen lately in New York looking, can we say, emaciated? Yes, the 31-year-old actor has been looking awful as he strolled through New York City clutching a Red Bull. People were wondering if Corey was and anorexic or just doing a lot of drugs and he's on a destructive path. So more to come on that. And you can't be a public figure without having stalkers. Yes, Halle Berry of Halle Berry, Catwoman, awful movie, but yes, that's Halle Berry. She has put out two restraining orders on two stalkers, and she's looking for a new place in Malibu where she can feel safe before she moves to Paris. Yes, she is moving to Paris with Oliver Martinez. and she wants to bring her daughter with her, but she has to wait for a judge to sign off because her husband and her have joint custody and she cannot leave the United States with his daughter. So now she has to look for a home that's close to his until the divorce or until the custody agreement is final. And let's see, the time is roughly 10 after 7. And once again, you're listening to DJ Misty on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take a quick break here so I can drink some water and play you some music. And enjoy.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And no, I know you can't appreciate it. I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the news is bad. Why it feels so good to feel so
Garbage. I'm only happy when it rains. Sorry for the abrupt ending, guys. And we're now going on to TV news. Yes, the new mid-season has started. A lot of new shows have gone off the air. A lot of new shows are starting to come on the air. And the networks are now starting to think about what to air next September. So Beauty and the Beast has been in the works for some time, but it's finally found its leading lady in Kristen Kirk. AKA Lana Lang from Smallville. She will be prized in Linda Hamilton role and she will be a New York homicide detective who discovers an unlikely ally, Vincent, a.k.a. Beast. So look for it on a CW channel somewhere near you. This is going to take place basically 9 years before the romance pretty much blossomed. So they are going to be adding more storylines to bring up to the point to where we're introduced in the Linda Hamilton series. Also, the CW is making use of all its Smallville characters. They're doing another comic series called Green Arrow. But the gentleman who played Green Arrow from the Smallville version will not be in this. So Green Arrow would be out next September. So look for that also by the CW. So Smallville fans, if you liked any of those stars, or at least the Green Arrow guy, he will be back. And it looks like April will be the new beginning of Game of Thrones for HBO. So thankfully the network has appeased its fans and there are things to come. The show will be on and there'll be 17 brand new episodes. So look for it April 1st. Yes, Game of Thrones, all you fans out there, second season premiere. Also, we have, even prior to any casting or extensive plot details, NBC Revolution, called Revolution, is going to be making a start with J.J. Abrams at the helm. And also, Supernatural creator Eric Kripke. They both wrote a script, and they are both going to be working with Jon Favreau of Iron Man fame, who will direct the pilot. Favreau has directed a few television comedies before, including an episode of Undeclared, but nothing of his scope. Revolution is described as a high-octane action drama following a group of characters struggling to survive and reunite with loved ones in a world where all forms of energy have mysteriously ceased to exist. I don't know what this means, but it sounds very cool. And I trust both parties at hand, so you can't go wrong with J.J. Abrams, and I am a big fan of Supernatural. So, and Jon Favreau is not a bad director either, so we'll give it a chance. Also, we have the producers of House MD, which is leaving its final season this end of this year. Hugh Laurie will be saying goodbye, and Dr. Gregory will end his practice, and it's now official. So if you love House MD on Channel 2 on Monday nights, say goodbye. But in its replace, if you want something different, Alfred Molina of Spider-Man 2 fame is going to be in a new medical drama to replace all your House fans on TNT called Chelsea General. Yes. So one doctor out, another doctor in. And this is based on the novel by Dr. Sanjay Gupta and his forthcoming novel, Monday Mornings, a story that follows five surgeons as they push the limits of their abilities to confront their personal issues and professional failings. Yes, we can't get enough of those shows. Also, for you Bones fans, yes, Bones will be back on April 5th. Emily Dashiell had her baby, and she will be back on set soon, and her commitment to her craft is commendable, and she is ready to rock and roll back in her role. And once again, this is DJ Misty for The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thursday night. Sorry about the Sophie Tucker voice, but it's allergies, and that happens. It happens to the best of us when we least expect it. Anyway, let's see. Let's look for something interesting here. Out on DVD this week, you have J. Edgar, Puss in Boots, and a movie that I thought was quite good. What's called Take Shelter. And I don't know why he didn't get nominated for an Oscar, but Michael Shannon was just incredible in this movie. And it's about a man who foresees the end, and he has to hold it all together because he doesn't want everyone around him knowing that he's kind of off. Also, Paranormal Activity, The Human Centipede. If you ever saw the first one, I don't even know why you need to see the second one. But hey, to each their own. Elite Squad, The Enemy Within, and Tiny Furniture. Yes, Tiny Furniture is a comedy about a young woman fumbling through adulthood and gets well-deserved advice. So, on that note, it is roughly 7:20. We're going to shoot to another song for your entertainment needs. And I think this is kind of appropriate for everything that's going on in America and around the world. David Bowie with I'm Afraid of Americans.
Johnny's in America, no tricks at the wheel. No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend. Johnny's in America.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
To movie news. We're coming on up to half an hour point, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thursday evening. This is DJ Misty with The Scoop coming to you for all your entertainment movie needs, and let's get to movie news. We'll do a couple of movie news now. And then we'll do news, regular news, stuff that's going on in the world, stuff that we should all be aware of, but none of us really want to think about. And then we'll finish up with movie news and get on to something fun. And it's a 3-day week, and so I hope everyone is having a blast before they take off to go skiing or do whatever they want to do for the next 3 days. Okay, so it looks like earlier this week, Michael Bay of Transformers fame has decided he is going to do Transformers 4. Yes, more robots, more destruction, more Optimus Prime. I don't know how much of this you can take, but anyway, but the sad thing is that the cast from the original 3 will not be in number 4. So don't look for Shia, don't look for Josh, don't look for Tyrese or Rose. They decided that they're not coming back. 3 is enough. And Michael Bay, that should be basically a hint that 3 is enough. Also, Australian actress Naomi Watts is being cast as Princess Diana in a new film called Caught in a Fight. The film will detail the last 2 years of Diana's life, and Watts is honored to be playing such an iconic role. Princess Diana was loved across the world, and I look forward to rising to the challenge of playing her on screen. The film is, which was rumored to have featured Jessica Chasm for the lead role, she has dropped out. The film is based on her romance between heart surgeon Hesit Khan and herself the last 2 years before her fateful death in Paris. Also, action veteran actors Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone have teamed up to star in The Tomb. And the rumors are true. They are back. They have nothing else to do, so they're going to try to make some money in the movies. The Tomb is set for a 2014 release date. And I don't have anything else to say on that one, except for Arnie needs something to do after he was governor for so many years and didn't really do anything. But that's just my opinion. So also, Bridesmaids, which did such a great job at the box office for a movie that cost so little to make, is now doing its best on video on demand. The hit comedy has become the world's most ordered video on demand title of all time by grossing more than 24 million in just rentals since its release on DVD and its introduction to video on demand. Also, Natalie Portman, who you haven't seen since her Academy Award in 2011 for Black Swan, is back in the movie business. She is going to join Terrence Malick, and she's going to be in 2 of his films. One is called Knight of Cups, and the other is called Lawless. Both will start shooting this summer and fall, and these are both be her roles, her both of her movie roles since her maternity leave. Cups, Natalie Portman will star opposite Christian Bale and Kate Blanchett and Isabel Lucas, while in Lawless, she joins Ryan Gosling, Rooney Mara, and Hayley Bennett. The plot of the movies have been kept under wraps since their announcement. Bale and Blanchett will also star in Lawless, so Natalie Portman will be working with them extensively for probably the next 8 months. Also, actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt has signed on to make his first directorial debut in an undertitled film. So he wants to start filming on April 16th. And let's see. Harry Potter fame, Tom Felton, Malfoy, has joined the cast of Therese Wickerman, based on the 19th century novel and play by Emile Zola. The dark thriller revolves around a young Teresa in 1867 Paris, whose aunt, Madame Wickerman, played by Glenn Close, is forcing her into an arranged marriage with her rich but sickly first cousin, Tom Felton. So that will be going into production in March, actually, of this year. Look for a fall release. And Tom Felton is very happy because he was tired of being cast in his nefarious types, which he has been cast in since his role as Malfoy in Harry Potter. So this be something different for him as a love interest. Also, M. Night Shyamalan's new science fiction project, After Earth, will star Will Smith and is set to be filmed in Hawaii. The script is by Gary Whitta, The Book of Eli, and Stephen Gahan, Traffic. The previously titled was 1000 AE. The film is set 1000 years in the future and centers on a young boy navigating and sometimes abandoned scary Earth to save himself and his estranged father after their ship crashes. Smith will star alongside his son, Jaden Smith. And After Earth is actually in production now. They're shooting for a late fall, maybe December, early January release, but it's not going to make it out until either the end of this year or beginning of next. And that brings us up to the half an hour mark. And my voice is still hoarse, and I am so sorry. But let's get to some news. Okay, so it seems that locked cells hampered inmates' escape in the deadly Honduras fire. The only police officer with keys to every cell had a panic attack and ran off after the fire broke out. Great person to leave with the keys. Fire crews, some as close as 5-minute drive, were called nearly 20 minutes after the first flames were spotted. And once they arrived, they remained outside for several critical minutes after hearing gunshots from the watchtowers, intermixed with screams and dying inmates. Now, human rights advocates and relatives of more than 350 inmates who died in the Tuesday fire blamed negligence on the staff of the prison and want restitution. So, human rights has come in and are going to take care of that. Also in the news is Apple, with the whole Foxconn scandal, have decided to take action and deal with the situation. Apple CEO has decided that these allegations are worth looking into, and he wants to put a stop to this, and he wants to improve the conditions in China. So Apple, that he wants to improve the conditions in China so that Apple stock and himself will look better. But even though these conditions have been going on forever, he really needed to do something. Actually, Steve Jobs needed to do something a long time ago. But the claims of now Foxconn in southern China as one of Apple's main suppliers, they have gone through, OSHA has stepped in and have decided to meet with labor leaders to make these claims better and to make the situation better and to give help to the people who are basically turned out at 25 because of their working conditions, because they started working there at 15. Also, Republicans looking to take back the White House in November face a challenge of political environment. A trio of conservative political observers said Thursday that an annual gathering of conservative activists, the recent controversy over health insurance coverage and contraception, may help turn out the Catholic swing voters in key states. But the observers also said that the Republican Party would do well to have its own positive agenda and clear messaging if it wants to unseat Barack Obama in the fall. And also, New Jersey proponents spoke about faith tradition and history Thursday before passing a legislation in New Jersey State Assembly that would allow same-sex marriage and sending it toward an inevitable confrontation with Republican Governor Chris Christie. Even with the outcome certain, Assembly members debate for more than 2 hours over the measure. Overwhelmingly, Democrats took to the floor to declare that the chamber stood at a crucial moment and that it was time to cross the threshold. The bill passed, but barely, on a vote of 42-33, with 4 members not voting. That's more than a majority and a dozen less than the number needed to override the veto vowed by Christie. And the time is 7:33, and we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue with movie news and then other little stuff that's around. So I hope everyone is having a good time. And once again, this is DJ Misty with The Scoop, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And there is one more thing I wanted to mention to you. On February 29th, 2012, from 6:30 to 8:30, the Bay Model Visitor Center at 2100 Bridgeway in Sausalito will be having a seminar for the leatherback turtles' critical habitat. This is going to be a seminar on how you can help support the habitat and you can learn about the leatherback turtles. So once again, that is going to be on February 29th. It is free. It's a free information seminar presented by the nonprofit Sea Turtle Restoration Project, explaining new federal rules protecting sea turtles and their habitats off the shore of California. So if you're interested, please check it out. It's going to be at the Bay Model in Sausalito from 6:30 to 8 p.m. February 29th. And yes, this is a leap year, so there will be a February 29th. Okay, so now we're at 7:35, and this is Foo Fighters Walk.
Million miles away, your signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way, getting good at starting over every time.
See, I've waited long enough. Where do I begin?
that was the Foo Fighters with Walk. And let me just say, that was one of the best Grammy performances that the Grammys had this year. I don't understand why they call it Grammys, because they only gave out 10 awards over 3.5 hours. Most of it was performances. And I remember when it was performance award, you get to see people win awards. Now during a commercial break, you get to hear, oh, so-and-so won 5 awards prior to you seeing them. So it's not what it used to be, and I was very upset, but I was happy that the Foo Fighters had a really good set, actually 2 good sets. So, all right, so we're going to finish up with movie news, but let's break it up and go to but the Sophie Tucker voice is gone. Let's go to see what made it at the box office this week. And we'll do the top 10. And in the top 10, we have The Vow with Tatum Channing and Rachel McAdams. Also, following up with number 2 is Safe House, starring Denzel Washington. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, came in 3rd. Chronicle came in 4th. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. I don't know what George was thinking, doing it in 3D, but he did, so we let him do his thing. Came in 5th. And that's not very good. The Woman in Black, my boy Harry Potter, but actually he's no longer Harry Potter, he's Daniel Radcliffe. He is doing well. He's coming in number 6 with $37 million. I figure his movie will probably top out at about $45 million with U.S. sales. Coming at number 7 is The Grey, starring Liam Neeson, who's fighting wolves up in the wilderness. The Descendants, Oscar Clooney. And I'm sure he'll get the Oscar. Underworld Awakening, Kate Beckinsale in her tight little leather outfit. And rounding out the top 10 is The Artist, which I actually watched. And granted, yes, it was a great film, but I didn't see what all the hoopla was about. And I'm sorry, but, you know, it was just like a gimmick. Like, the, you know, when they do Sweeps Week and they have to find a gimmick show to get people turned in. You know, it was good. It was kept my interest, but I don't know if it was worthy of Best Picture. And Red Tails, which George was adamant about doing, has topped off the last 12. So George is still doing well, but not as well as he wanted to be. All right. And if you're into going to a movie this week, we have Wanderlust. Yes. Jennifer Aniston, Paul Rudd. And Justin Theroux. Yes, Jennifer and her husband and her hubby, or not, no, it's because they're not married yet. Jennifer and her boyfriend are in a new film, and it's called Wanderlust. And the premise is, rattled by sudden unemployment, a Manhattan couple survives alternate living options, ultimately decided to experiment with living on a rural commune with free love rules. Sounds like fun. Good Deeds, starring Tyler Perry, Gabrielle Union, Thandie Newton, and Eddie Cerban. Businessman Wellesley Deeds is jolted out of his scripted life when he meets Lindsay, a single mother who works on the cleaning crew in his office building. Yes, we all know how that's going to end. Also, Amanda Siegfried and Gone. Jennifer Carpenter, Wes Bentley, who you haven't really seen in anything in a while. And he's now going to be in this, and he's also in The Hunger Games. So American Beauty did not really kill his career. Gone is about when her sister disappears, Jill is convinced the serial killer who kidnapped her 2 years ago has returned, and she sets out once again to find the abductor. Yes, yes, yes. So, as I said before, Hollywood has no original scripts anymore, so we make do with what they have, and we watch what they give us if we're really into it. And let's see, Miley Cyrus, who was planning to join the vampire craze, has decided to drop out. It was not good enough for her. The actress singer is no longer attached to Adam Sandler's upcoming animated flick, Hotel Transylvania. Cyrus would have been the voice of Mavis, his young daughter, and Adam Sandler would be playing Dracula. Also, Bradley Cooper's new film has decided that it's not going to happen. Bradley Cooper, Benjamin Walker, Camille Bell, Rufus Sewell, and Damon Honshu was slated to star in a project called Lost Paradise. The project couldn't overcome, according to sources, two hand-in-hand challenges, budget and special effects. The budget was more than $120 million and was responsible for one of the postponement and delays. The movie has already been directed by Alex Proyas and is starring as Bradley Cooper as Lucifer. The project couldn't overcome, according to sources, all of these problems, and so it has been canceled, even though they have shot some of the film. So we won't be seeing Bradley Cooper on the screen anytime soon. And once again, the time is almost 1:45, so I'm just going to go over a couple more things. If you're really into Johnny Depp, now on Blu-ray, you have Blow, The Ninth Gate, Ed Wood, Arizona Dream, and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. When Leonardo DiCaprio was just a young actor who didn't know what was what, didn't know where he was going, and now, look at him. He's Oscar winner, starting with J. Edgar and all kinds of stuff. And let's see, also, Roseanne Barr, on a rocky note, has decided that she is going to run for president. So she's going to be on the Green Party ticket. And, well, I don't have really much to say about that. But, yes, Roseanne is going, at least try to be president. All right, that brings us up to the 1:45. I'm going to play one more song. We're going to do Wacky Notes and play homage to those who have passed before us and call it an evening. So once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thursday night pre to their Friday night, pre to their three-day weekend. Enjoy.
I was
yes, the world will turn if you're ready or not. So be ready, because nothing worse than being caught with your pants down and you weren't ready. And that's your, I don't know, whatever you want to call it for tonight. It is roughly 10 to 8 on Thursday. This is DJ Misty coming with to you on radio.dominican.edu with the scoop. And following me tonight is called Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. He will be coming to you from 8 to 9, so tune in right after my show and hear it live. Okay, so Sophie Tucker is kind of squeezing back in my voice, but hopefully I can spend the last 10 minutes talking to you without sounding like some kind of harsh person. Okay, I know I'm having a good time here. All right, so let's see. If I've said this before, I apologize, but Mr. Pitt died on sign from Seinfeld, and he was Chancellor Palpatine on Star Wars Clone Wars. He was 77. He had died from kidney failure due to complications with lymphoma. He had cancer. Also, Don Cornelius from Soul Train did pass away, and we're very upset about that. Rumor has it that he committed suicide, but nothing has been proven at the moment. Also, Whitney Houston, you know, she passed. I was never really a Whitney fan, but, you know, I was always raised that you don't talk ill about the dead. So when they basically called her a crack hoe, I felt that that was a little much. But yes, Whitney's gone. And so we shall wish her family and send our respects and sympathies to her family. So now we're going to head into wacky news. Yes, that's wacky news. I got a couple of segments here, hopefully, that will send you funny bone into gear. Okay, that was bad. All right. So, let's see. Let's hear it. My voice is cracking again. Sorry about that. Let's see. One man boldly went where interior decorating had never gone before, until divorce snatched it all away from him. After separating from his wife, Georgina, in 1994, British DJ Trekkie Tony spent 10 years and $150,000 transforming his apartment into the replica of the interior of the Star Trek USS Voyager. But it all must be torn down now because his wife has filed divorce and she doesn't want it in her apartment anymore. So he has to get it all out. And, you know, this is pretty sad. So $150,000. So he's thinking of selling it to the convention for Star Trek, but he has had no takers at the moment. Also, we have MI5 opened. This is old. Well, it's not old, but it just recently came out that Charlie Chaplin was under surveillance from the FBI with J. Edgar Hoover and MI5 in England because they felt that he was a communist. And J. Edgar Hoover has decided to had taken not so much of a liking to him, but more of a disgust to him, and contacted MI5 to see if they would open up a file on him because Chaplin was living in London at the time. So they, MI5 liaison in Washington, warned in 1952 that Charlie Chaplin may be part of some communist organizations because he has given funds to them. The FBI, which amassed more than 2,000 pages on Chaplin, asked MI5 if he was going to meet any highly placed persons in London and establish any links he had with the Communist Party. Although he was considered a sympathizer, right? And if he was alive today, he'd be called a radical. So it wasn't really anything noteworthy, except a lot of waste of time. But J. Edgar Hoover had his rights and he had his wishes, because his main thing was to get Chaplin, out of the U.S. and he didn't want him to return. So Charlie Chaplin died in Switzerland on Christmas Day in 1977. And before he died, he said that he wanted everyone to know that he was a victim of lies and vicious propaganda, and that none of it was true, and that he loved the United States because he made his fortune there being Charlie Chaplin. So it was really hard to see that the man who, you know, gave us the Great Dictator and modern times would be considered a communist. But J. Edgar Hoover, who we all know, if you've ever seen J. Edgar Hoover, the movie, was not in his right sound mind. And on another funny note, Sir Paul McCartney has decided that he's giving up smoking pot. Yes, the 69-year-old music legend finally received his Hollywood Walk of Fame and said that he has an 8-year-old daughter and it's time for him to stop smoking. You know, he says when you're bringing up a youngster, your sense of responsibility does kick in if you're lucky at some point. And at 69, I guess he's tired of smoking the blunts and wants to move on to something else. So the time is 5 to 8, and that's all I have for you guys tonight. But I'm going to play you out with my signature Misty song. And you're going to get ready for Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. And enjoy. Once again, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And for all of you people who want to do a drinking game with me tomorrow night and see how many times I screw it up, you can join me from 7 to 8 tomorrow for an encore presentation of my raspy voice and my entertainment news. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening, and I will see you back here tomorrow. And as always, play Misty for me and enjoy.
Helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Moment you're near, you can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why. Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love.